Time now for your comments. Last week, we brought you the story of Harold Noel, a veteran of the Iraq War who is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
The Army trained you to kill, and they get you mentally strong. But when you see all the killings of kids and stuff like that, you sleep with them images in your head. You wake up every day seeing that stuff.
That was Harold Noel. Patricia Smith of Los Angeles writes, "What a raw, heartfelt story of such pain, such hope, such unbridled commitment. Because I'm so vehemently against the war in Iraq, I generally lower the volume when personal stories are broadcast. The story about Noel stopped me dead in my tracks. He made me proud." Nan Bloom of Charlotte, North Carolina, is the wife of a Vietnam veteran.
A note to Harold Noel. Thank you for your courage. Post-traumatic stress disorder doesn't go away, but time makes it easier to live with. Don't give up. Hold your wife and love your kids. There'll be bad days, and that's all they are. And remember, you aren't alone in your struggle.
We got many letters in response to our story last week about why Darwinists don't want to debate proponents of intelligent design. One of the scientists in our story was Eugenie Scott.
It's not that we lack the data or the theory or the evidence. Can you communicate this effectively to a naive audience, which unfortunately most Americans are? Not very well.
Art Siemens of San Diego thinks the scientists are belittling those who disagree with them. He writes, "A refusal to participate in a public debate is an insult to thinking people. Some of you think scientists ought to learn a thing or two about marketing."
This is Tony Wolf in Detroit, Michigan. The scientists need to look around to see how public opinion is formed. It's not formed by reasoned debate, but by marketing. Leaving public discussion solely in the hands of the creationists is like General Motors declining to advertise, which would quickly lead them to ruin, regardless of their product's quality. Much, if not most, funding for research into evolution flows from public sources. If scientists from all fields abstained from discussion of public policy, where would that leave us?
Jerome Pyrick of St. Louis, Missouri, thinks our story serves as a perfect example of why scientists don't want to debate. By devoting as much time to the beliefs of intelligent design as you did to the theory of evolution, you propagate the myth that the scientific community deems intelligent design on an equal basis with the theory of evolution. This supposed equivalence is not even close to being true, and your listeners were ill-served by your implication that the myth has currency. Richard Prince of St. Paul, Minnesota, thought our mention of a study this week that finds Americans waste more than 2 hours a day on the job was a waste of his time. If you see coworkers standing and talking next to the water cooler, this is not unproductive time, he writes. The instincts of humans to build understanding and trust in order to better perform their jobs requires a team effort. Only a strict and caustic attitude by bean counters would reduce every minute to dollar signs. Please remember, if you want to spend a few minutes writing us on or off company time, we're at morning@npr.org. And remember to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.